Welcome back to Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford. Dimensions, a 50th anniversary, is a national juried exhibition in the Triad, and it's been presented every year since 1964 by Associated Artists of Winston-Salem. This year's juror is Penland School of Crafts' Jean McLaughlin. The best in show will receive $1,000, $500 for second place, $250 for third, and $50 for honorable mentions. Dimensions, a 50th anniversary, opens this Friday with a free reception at the Milton Rhodes Center for the Arts. Associated Artists of Winston-Salem Executive Director Piers Clarkson spoke with me about this milestone event. He was joined by artist and gallery coordinator Bryce Hauser, who will be curating this national exhibit.
By getting into the competition, you have already won. It is on your track record. You can show it to people. It becomes a milestone in your career to have a national juried show. For our juried process, like to become a juried member of Associate Artists, you have to have two national juried shows that are outside of Associate Artists in the first place. So having one definitely builds your self-esteem and your career at the same time.
Just deciding who gets in and then who the winners will be, you've got quite an authority on board.
We were so excited to secure Jean McLaughlin. She's been the director at Penland School of Crafts since 1998. Prior to that, she served 16 years at the North Carolina Arts Council as the director of visual arts. So she's just simply very, very well respected, not only just in the state of North Carolina, but across the country for her leadership in the arts.
But she's got her work cut out for her because you all received how many submissions
this
year?
Yes, we had 175 artists submit over 700 digital images for Jean to go through and try to select just 50 to 60 pieces to ultimately go into the Dimension show.
Within that, where are they coming from? What kind of reach does the Dimensions exhibit pull from?
Really all across the country. We did have a lot of local and North Carolina entries, but from New York, California. In the past, we've had entries from all around the world. And over the years, since this is our 50th anniversary, we've had thousands of artists enter and hundreds of artists be selected to be in Dimensions shows.
How did Associated Artists fare this time around?
They did very well. Now, I must add that Jean McLaughlin did all of the jurying blindly, so she wasn't aware of who was a member or not of Associated Artists. But of 52 artists that were selected, 20 of the 175 that entered are Associated Artists members, so I was very quietly thrilled for them to make the show.
And then we get to see all these great works for free coming up on Friday. Set the scene for us.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. We're going to have refreshments, you know, food, wine, and then you walk into the gallery space and you'll see amazing artwork throughout the day. We'll have some good light that comes in, natural light hitting the walls, so that's always the best way of viewing. So I would come early. But even after that, there's a state-of-the-art light. I mean, there's lights in there that are amazing for a gallery. I was very happy to hang my first show there, and it was just a joy to work with.
And in addition to being a gallery coordinator, I'm assuming you're an Associated Artist yourself, Bryce?
Yes, I am a member, yeah.
All right. As a member, what do you get? What's the big deal about Associated Artists?
For one, you get a lot of show opportunities and opportunities to just to get your work into the public, which is what you have to do as an artist. That is the main focus of making art, is to show it to other people. And Associated Artists does that very well. We have all members shows, we have juried shows, we have national juried shows like the one that's coming up. And at the same time, we have educational programming every month. We had a painting demo with Linda Weaver where she painted someone from the audience, and it took her about 2 hours, and she did an amazing painting, and everyone got to see the technique and ask questions while she was doing it. It was a great evening, and we have those every month.
Gallery coordinator Bryce Hauser and Associated Artists of Winston-Salem Executive Director Piers Clarkson. Dimensions, a 50th anniversary in the Womble Carlisle Gallery, opens this Friday, June 6th from 5 to 7 with a free reception at the Milton Rhodes Center for the Arts. Associated Artists has a busy summer in store following Dimensions with the July show Summer in the Village at Rinalda Village, followed in August and September by the Legacies Keener Gallery exhibit and the concluding all-member show in the Womble Carlisle Gallery. You'll find links to more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend.